until 6, this is Perth Live with Oliver Peterson.
Great to have your company on this Thursday afternoon. It is 23 to 4. In the financial review today, there is some positive signs when it comes to Australia's mining industry. The chief executive of Rio Tinto has indicated there is a 40% rise in demand for mine workers in WA. 40% rise in demand here in WA. That is surely good news if you are looking for a job in the mining industry. And it just so happens we have with us in the studio today Andrew Knight, who is the mining coach. Welcome to Perth Live.
Good to be here, Ollie. Thank you.
Well, this is exciting, really. We're on the cusp, hopefully, of the I hate to use the word boom, but
in the hard rock underground mining industry, you can definitely use the word boom at the moment.
All right, hard rock
underground.
What does that mean?
That means that we do underground mining, so it's everything except for coal. So it's gold, nickel, zinc, lead, lithium, all that sort of stuff, all uses the same mining method.
Okay. If you'd like to put a question to Andrew Knight today, you can. 92211882. He is the mining coach. And he has some tips and tricks here if you are looking for a job in the mining industry. Andrew, anybody who's listening to us today may be thinking, hey, I do want to get a job and I'm interested in mining, but I know next to nothing about it.
All right. Well, the best thing you can do is educate yourself about mining. So if I was to say to you, Ollie, as the shift boss, and you've just started as the nipper, mm-hmm. I want you to grab 27 bolts and plates and I want you to drag 4 sheets of mesh down to the jumbo on level 22 and give the operator a hand to bolt up. At the moment, you've got no idea what
I'm
talking
about. Absolutely no idea. Yeah. I might know what a bolt is, but that's about it. You lost me at every other word.
And that's the whole idea of the training that we do. We bring you up to speed so you know how the mine works. We teach you the nipper's job, the underground truck driver's job, the service crew jobs, so you can actually talk to the employer about the work that they're going to do. And if you get the questions right, they hire. But it's like anything else. If you and you are and you're not sure, they'll be awfully nice, but they'll move on to the next person.
Okay, when you're talking about a nipper, is this an entry-level job, Andrew?
Yeah, it is considered an entry-level job. So nipper, truck driver, drillers, offsider, and even service crew, they're looking for people at the moment, all to get into the industry. And so those jobs, you start on between $350 and $400 a day. Then you progress up to charge up. They're the people that load the explosives, your bogger operators that load the trucks, the underground loaders, long hole drillers, the pace crew, jumbo operators. The jumbo operator is what everybody wants to be because they're the guys earning $1,500 a day. Mm-hmm. And then you've got your shift bosses and your foremans on top of that. Now, all these jobs, the other unique thing that people don't realise about these jobs is that they all have to be filled by Australian citizens.
Okay, why is that?
Well, because they're all classed as unskilled labour by the government.
Right.
And because of that, you can't use any overseas workers.
So a lot of the mining companies right now are
They're all screaming for people.
So they're scrambling at the moment for Australian citizens to put their hands up and say, I'm happy to work FIFO, I'm happy to go to the mines.
Yep.
And you could earn $350, $400 a day as a starting wage.
As a starting to learn, yeah. And it's just everywhere at the moment. It's gone crazy. The other big thing that's not universally known is Western Australia particularly, for hard rock underground mining is seen as world's best practice with our Mining Act and our mining regs. And that means that there's a lot of Western Australian companies like Barminco and Burncut and Swick and Ruck that are all running mines all over the world. And they're using foremen from Australia, shift bosses from Australia, or jumbo operators from Australia. And that's where a lot of the demand's coming from as well. They need to put people through to train them up to move the next generation through.
All right, my guest is the mining coach, Andrew Knight. If you've got a question, 92211882. We're on the cusp of a jobs boom in the mining industry. Andrew, how do people listening to us this afternoon looking for a job, how do they get a foot in the door?
Well, if you go to miningcoach.com.au, there's on the website there, there's a section for new starters that lists everything that you need, the basic requirements that you can go through and have a look. And then you can move on from there if you decide that it's something you want to do. We've got the 4 online courses that we use to train you. And we've got the Australian Mining Seminar as well, which we get you to do, which just teaches you about where we came from in mining, what the last booms were, because the other thing that happens with mining is that it's very diverse and the last boom isn't going to be the next boom. So the last big boom we went through was with iron ore, and the boom before that was nickel, and the boom before that was gold, and now we're swinging around to gold again. And since in January, when the world decided, they finally realised that they were going to have to put lithium, nickel, and copper and lead in all these batteries that we're going to put in everything, all those commodities have nudged up quite significantly as well. So BHP's opening up their Leinster nickel mines again, and all that's on the go. And that's just meant that the demand for people's up. And the industry's at the stage now where anybody that knows anything about this, that wants a job, has got one.
And that's what you're saying here, Andrew, isn't it? If we dovetail back to what you said to me originally, get the bolts, come to level 22, and I said, I've no idea what you're talking about.
First course. Once you finish the first course, you'll be able to talk to me about that for days.
Well, that's it, because you need to equip yourself with some knowledge about the job you want to apply for, and that you don't go in there and think, I have no idea if a potential employer is going to ask me a question. You're giving them the skills and the expertise to scratch the surface and at least be able to open those conversations in a job interview.
Yep, that's exactly right. And the employers, they interview because it becomes a no-brainer for them, because if you've already downloaded Mining 1.0 into you and you know what's going on, so if I said to you, what are you going to do if a rock slides down the scaling bar, the answer's drop the bar. What do you do if you smell stench gas? I'm going to go to the refuge chamber. There's like 300, things that you really need to know that if you can rattle off in an interview, the employers, they just love.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. Just chuck your headphones on there, please, Andrew. Hello, Rob.
Yeah, g'day, guys. How are you going?
We're great, Rob. Andrew is all ears.
Go for it, mate.
Andrew, my question, I come from a sort of military background, but post-military being in white-collar work.
Yep.
What sort of recommendations would you give to somebody in my situation with no blue-collar experience to try and sort of get a break into the industry? Because what I find is, maybe it's the way I tailor my CV, but with white-collar experience, probably not an ideal candidate.
Yeah, resumes are a really big, important part of what we do.
Absolutely.
The fact is that with a mining resume, you've got 6 seconds. You either have something that interests them straight away, or they move straight on. And I encourage everybody to put what is going to make them hire you on the front page of the resume. So with what we do, we put the courses up the front so the employer knows you've done the courses. So if you've done anything in the military that's special, like you've got HR licenses or you've done a lot of logistic training and all that sort of stuff, don't bury it in your resume.
Hit them between the eyeballs.
Yeah, you've got to, because they're ruthless with the way they work, because they have to be, because they get thousands of resumes. And when you're looking for new people, when you get 10,000 resumes for a job, where do you start?
Yeah, it's a very, very good question. Does that help for you, Rob?
Yeah, for sure. I guess recommendations. What sort of, like, to get involved in these courses, where would you direct as a first point?
Miningcoach.com.au. The links are there. The courses that we used are from a company called Underground Training, which a Mining Coach is a division of.
Right.
And it's an industry standard course. And the courses, not only the entry level courses that we use from Mining Coach, but we run bogger courses and other courses like that.
Okay. Yeah. Any online or
It's all online. We've moved it all online, so you can do it anywhere. You can do it on your tablet at home. You can do it on your phone now, apparently, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it on your mobile phone. There's four courses. There's basic mine site operation, nipper and other duty, service crew, and underground truck operation. And then we do the Australian Mining Seminar, and all that information gives you enough to go to the employer and say, oh, I've learnt all this. I'm going to show you it in the interview, and then if you can show it to them in the interview and rattle off the right terms and use the terms correctly, then they normally hire.
All right, good luck, Rob.
Guys.
There you go. So if somebody undertakes, like Rob goes and does the courses as well, when he's talking about the resume, would you put the fact you've completed those courses as well at the top of your resume?
Yes. We, at the end of the Australian Mining Seminar, there's a very detailed section on how to present your resume, and we go into all that. It's literally step by step. This is the way you need to do it. And you've got to put those courses on the front page, because like I said, you've got 6 seconds, because most people's mining resume that have been in the mining industry is one page.
Yes.
And it's just their experience, which mine I worked at and which machine I used, and that's it. And so when you start getting resumes that are 23 pages long and all that sort of stuff, they end up getting filed in the circular file.
G'day, Mick.
Hey, mate, how you going?
Good, Mick.
I used to, about 5 years ago, I was doing dumpies and stuff like that for NRW and everything like that.
Yep.
And the downturn started, so...
Yep, 2013. Yeah, a lot of people lost their jobs, unfortunately.
That's it. Yeah. Now, the question is, I'm 58. Does it suppose that my age still have a chance to go back into it?
Of course.
So
if you've already got some mining experience, I'd be just banging my resume into as many companies as I could, and they'll probably snap you up straight away. But again, if you don't have any mining experience, the best way to get yourself in front of an employer is to learn as much about it as you can, and that's what the courses do.
Yeah, but even though I haven't done it for about 5 years...
Oh, they won't worry about that. Nothing's changed, mate. It's all still the same systems and all that sort of stuff. Yep. No, you'll be right.
Can I go to the Mining Coach website as well or not?
You can have a look at that. There's some information on there, and the best thing to do is, if you're looking for jobs, just go to Seek and type in surface truck, and a heap of jobs will come up.
Yeah.
Good luck, Mick.
Thank you, Ollie.
Pleasure.
Thanks, mate.
There you go, 92211882. Our guest is the Mining Coach, Andrew Knight. He is here for you until 4 o'clock. It is now 12 to 4.
You're listening to Perth Live with Oliver Peterson.
And we're joined by the Mining Coach, Andrew Knight. It is 8 to 4. Graham sent me a text, Andrew. He says, do you offer anything with the prisons as a training resource, for example, for prisoners?
Yeah, you could. It just depends on what you've actually in prison for.
Right.
Because you need a clean, not a clean police clearance, but you do need a police clearance. Now, if it's assault and that sort of stuff, then the mines tend to give it a fair berth, unfortunately.
Right, okay. So they are going to look at your record?
Definitely.
As a determining factor whether or not. Is this more around FIFO work because they don't want to take a risk on somebody in a remote location?
Yeah, because of cultures in the wet mess and all that sort of stuff. They tend to look at that pretty hard. The other thing's theft. If you've got any stealing charges, the gold industry won't touch you, unfortunately.
Right.
And that's just an industry standard. But having said that, with some other things, if it's been a long time since it's happened, like 10 years plus, and you've reformed yourself and all that sort of stuff, arguments can be made and are made on regular basis to get all that stuff
through. All right. Underground mining jobs boom on the way. Adam, hello.
Yeah, hi, Ollie. How are you?
I'm good, Adam. Andrew Knight is all ears.
Andrew, previous to your last caller, who was in the same age bracket as me but had mining experience, if I'm in that same age bracket without experience, obviously going against a lot of younger people who may be a lot fitter because you're obviously going to start at a labour-intensive sort of...
We don't call it armchair mining for nothing. So there's a couple of physical jobs and they tend to go to the younger people, but most of it, like the truck driving, the bogging, the drill operation and all that sort of stuff, it suits, you have to be, walking fit, but you don't have to be Iron Man fit. And the first person that ever got a job through the training was 57 years old and he started as a truck driver.
Really?
Yeah, really. And that was back in 2010. The quickest result to a jumbo is 22 months. So starting out as a nipper and working all the way up to the jumbo operator, getting the big dollars, the $1,500 a day. We had a guy back in 2012 do it. He did it in 22 months. But there's a lot of people that have come through that are up to that stage now. So most people take between 3 and 5 years to get there.
Wonderful. Excellent. Mm. Thank you very much.
No worries, mate. Glad to be here.
Good on you, Adam. So age is really no barrier to getting a job in the mining industry.
No, age isn't a barrier. The big barrier at the moment is, believe it or not, a manual driver's license.
Really?
Yes. While all the machines that you use on the site will be automatic, the Toyotas have gears in them, and the mines regs state that you have to use a geared vehicle underground to transport people around, and it has to be locked out to 3 gears. So you need a manual license to use that.
Okay. Is a first aid certificate important?
Yes, it is important, but if you don't have one, the companies normally put you through that. They'll put you through a working at heights course as well. And the way the ticketing system works on site is you can't move your tickets from one site to another. You need to think of each site as its own little country, and when you go to that country, you have to reset all your tickets. Now, a lot of cases, they do recognise prior learning. So if you and I, Ollie, got onto the mine site the first time, me as a shift boss and you as a nipper straight off, for the first 2 weeks, we'd be doing all the same stuff. We'd be filling out all the same paperwork, and the OH&S guys and safety and training would be ticking. We'd be signing all the same forms and doing all that sort of stuff. And you do your LV ticket, and you do your truck ticket, and I do my LV ticket and all that sort of stuff. And the reason that they've done that is because the onus is on the employer to prove to the mines department that they've trained you in the job that you have to do. and it works really, really well. And so in the last 20 years, when I first started in 95, they were killing probably 10 to 20 people a year. And today, it's really low. It's been a long time. Touch wood,
so
since it's
be,
happened.
Yeah,
and it's one of those big advancements that the Mines Department should be very proud of.
Mm.
And it's one of the reasons why we're considered world's best practice.
Let me ask you about job security. Is there any in the mining industry in FIFO work, or is this going to be a 2 week on, 2 week off thing, and then you hope you get another swing?
No, it's all full time work. So all the companies, they sometimes labour hire at the start if you know what you're doing, but most of the companies put people on as full time. So you get your 4 weeks annual leave, which goes around your week on, week off, or 2 weeks on, 1 week off. Most of the companies pay 12% super, and they give you your medical as well.
All right, how long does it take to complete the online courses?
The four courses and the seminar will take you about 50 hours, but like I said, you really got to know what's in there, and if you find yourself in the interview umming and ahhing, then they're probably going to give you a miss. So the people that are most successful at it, I find, go through it two or three times.
All right. Andrew Knight, we're out of time.
Thank you very much, Ollie.
He is the mining coach. It is now 3 to 4.